trouble according to Humphrey, chapter 12, the domino decision. I was hoping to get back to school the next day, but Mrs. Brisbane said she wanted to present the doctor's report to Mr. Morrells and Mrs. Payne and the classroom assistants so that everyone would agree that it was all right for me to go back into the classroom. That was disappointing, of course. For one thing, my friends were putting the finishing touches to Humphreyville. For another thing, Og was able to go back to room 26, since nobody accused him of making humans ill, and I was all alone at the Brisbane's house. The house was nice and the Brisbane's were nice, but my job was to help my classmates and it was pretty hard to do that without being there. I wasn't sure what anyone else's job was anymore. Did Miranda have a job she liked? Was Art paying attention in class? Did Paul look happier now? I had no way of knowing, sitting in my cage at the Brisbane's house. Mr. Brisbane tried to entertain me during the day, but it seemed quiet compared to room 26. For one thing, he was out in his workshop a lot, making things out of wood, or he was at the Senior Citizen Centre, where he taught other people to make things out of wood. Some evenings, he went out and taught woodwork at the Youth Centre while Mrs. Brisbane quietly marked papers. I had plenty of time to think. Mostly I thought about Miranda, and I thought about what a rat I was. I've noticed that humans sometimes call bad people rats. I'd like to tell them that the pet rats they sold at Petarama were perfectly decent and upstanding rodents. I knew I was a rat, because I'd let Miranda take the blame for something I'd done. I hadn't helped her because I wanted to keep my freedom, so I could come and go as I pleased. The way I'd been looking at it, I needed my freedom to help my friends, as I'd done so many times before. I knew that if I let Mrs. Brisbane know that my lock didn't lock, she'd get me a new cage with a lock that did lock. So I'd let Miranda suffer. I'd let her get into trouble and stay in trouble. No wonder I had trouble eating and sleeping. However, the vitamin chews were just as yummy as Dr. Drew had said. When Mrs. Brisbane came home, she was full of news about room 26. She told her husband and me that Mandy, Art and Heidi were all back in school, but that Richie and Sarah were now off sick. Obviously, there was something going around, and that something was not me, thank goodness. She also told us that instead of having their homes sitting around on tables, the students had actually put Humphreyville together like a real town. I think I'd like to move there myself, she told me, and your statue looks great. You must be proud, Humphrey, said Mr. Brisbane. Not many hamsters have statues built in their honour. He didn't realise that it was a statue of a rat. Mrs. Brisbane said that Mr. Morrells had given permission for me to come back into the classroom. All the parents had been contacted and everyone wanted me back. Of course, she said, the kids always did want me back. Here's the best news of all. Mandy's mother called and said that she'd read Dr. Drew's report and that she was sorry she blamed you for making her kids sick. She said that they probably just had bad colds. Then she told me something else. Mrs. Brisbane paused. What? Mr. Brisbane asked. What? I squeaked. She said that in the end, it was a good thing Humphrey went to the vet because her husband ended up getting the job at the veterinary clinic. I guess he'd been out of work for quite a while. She told me to thank him. She turned to me. Thank you, Humphrey. I was happy. I was ecstatic, which is a long word that means really, really, really happy. Ordinarily, I would have jumped on my wheel and spun for joy. But for some reason, the more good news Mrs. Brisbane had, the worse I felt. All the nice feelings just made me feel more and more like a rat. It's not easy being a rat. It's easier to make a decision, and even a rat like me can make the right decision. Of course, I'd always known what the right thing to do was. Deciding to do it was another thing. Later that evening, after their supper, the Brisbane sat near my cage and played a game of dominoes. It seemed like an interesting game with lots of dots on rectangular tiles. They moved the dominoes around, making long rows which crisscrossed around the table. Occasionally, one of them would shout out, good one. Oh no. I took a deep breath, and as I had done so many times before, I reached out, jiggled my lock that doesn't lock, and opened the door to my cage. I darted out onto the table and danced across the dominoes, figuring I might as well enjoy my last bit of freedom as much as possible. Mrs. Brisbane gasped, "Humphrey!" Just then, I lost my footing on the slippery tiles and skidded across a row of dominoes, sending them scattering in different directions. "Hey, I was winning," said Mr. Brisbane. He scooped me up in his hand and stroked my fur. "Calm down, calm down." "How on earth did he get out?" Mrs. Brisbane leaned over to inspect the door of my cage. "I guess it didn't close it all the way." "I guess not." Mr. Brisbane gently put me back in my cage and closed the door. He tested it from the outside. "Now it's closed tightly. Want to try another game?" "Okay." Mrs. Brisbane turned all the dominoes face down so I couldn't see any of the dots. She mixed them up, and she and her husband each drew 7 tiles, which they called bones. Mr. Brisbane drew 1 tile and put it in the centre of the table, and the game began. I stopped to catch my breath. Mrs. Brisbane was convinced that she hadn't closed the door properly. I still had a chance to keep my freedom and keep being a rat. But I made up my mind, and there was no turning back. I waited until there were rows of dominoes going in all directions. Picturing Miranda's face, I pushed my lock that doesn't lock, and the door to my cage swung open. I scurried across the table, leapt onto the dominoes and squeaked, "Don't you get it? Miranda didn't leave my cage door unlocked." I knew it sounded like squeak, squeak, squeak to humans, but I had to get my point across. The Brisbans looked at me more than surprised. They looked stunned. "How did he do that?" Mr. Brisbane asked after a few seconds of silence. "I know that door was locked." Mrs. Brisbane picked me up. "Humphrey, what are you trying to tell us?" Mrs. Brisbane went over to my cage, fiddled around with the door again. "I don't get it. I just don't get it," he muttered. He closed the door and joggled it. "It certainly seems it's locked tightly. Hey, I have an idea." He grabbed a pencil from the table and pushed it through the bars of my cage, pushing it against the inside of the lock. This was one clever man. He pushed it and nothing happened until he twisted it from the inside the way I do. Of course, the door swung right open. "That's it. It looks as if it's locked on the outside, but Humphrey can open it. I wonder how many times he's done that." If only they knew. "I always knew Humphrey was smart," said Mrs. Brisbane. Mr. Brisbane kept fiddling around with the lock. "It's clearly defective. Suppose we'll have to get a new cage." "Or a new hamster," said his wife. "Just kidding, Humphrey." She put me back in the cage and Mr. Brisbane closed the door. He wheeled out of the room for a minute and came back with a big piece of wire. "I'll keep it closed for now. For now, the wire will work. But it might be hard for your students to use. And who knows if Humphrey can undo it too. Hoped I could." Mrs. Brisbane suddenly stood up with a look of horror on her face. "Miranda," she said with a gasp. "I punished her for not locking the cage, and she was sure she did." "She probably did," Mr. Brisbane agreed. "Oh, I feel terrible, Bert. She even cried." So Mrs. Brisbane felt as badly about Miranda as I did. "Well, nothing's done that can't be undone," Mr. Brisbane said. He was wrong. There was something done that could never be undone. My freedom and the chance to get out to help my friends were over. Mrs. Brisbane decided to keep me at home another day so her husband could get me a new cage. I was sad, sad, sad to see my cage all wired up. But I went into my sleeping hut and slept soundly most of the day because I had a clear conscience for the first time in a long time. I was no longer a rat. The new cage looked a lot like the old one, especially after Mr. Brisbane transferred all my belongings. My seesaw, my tree branch, my climbing ladder, my bridge ladder, my wheel, of course, my water bottle and my mirror, even the cage extension. I held my breath when he took that mirror out of my old cage. After all, I kept the secret notebook and pencil that Ms. Mack gave me behind it. Luckily, I'd planned ahead. The previous night, while the Brisbans were sleeping, I spent a long time pushing the notebook and pencil against the back of my mirror. They fitted perfectly into the little notch behind it. When Mr. Brisbane pulled the mirror out, he didn't even notice the notebook and pencil. He hung the mirror on the side of my new cage. Phew, I might have lost my freedom, but at least I had my notebook and pencil to keep me busy. Unfortunately, it was Friday, which meant that there was no school the next day and nowhere to spend the weekend except with the Brisbans. It was a nice weekend, mostly quiet, except when Bert Brisbane took me out of my cage and set up an amazing maze for me to run. The exercise felt good and I ate some more afterwards. I guess it was healthy after all. On Monday morning, Mrs. Brisbane covered my cage with a blanket and took me back to school. Room 26 was strange and yet familiar. For one thing, I'd been away for almost a whole week. For another thing, the houses of Humphreyville had been arranged on tables along the side of the room, so that it really looked like a town. Everybody seemed glad to have me back. "Hiya, Humpty Dumpty," said AJ. "I missed you, Humphrey," Sayer said softly. "It was lonely here without you," Miranda told me. It was hard to sit still without you here," Seth whispered, "but I did a pretty good job." "Boing, boing," Og greeted me. Even the crickets chirped. The bell rang and my friends settled down in their chairs. "Boys and girls, before we do anything else, today I have something important to say." The room was very quiet after those words, "something important." Could mean a surprise quiz, special guest, or someone getting into trouble. "I'm a teacher, but I'm also a human being, and all human beings make mistakes. I want to tell you about a mistake I made." There was one small giggle, probably from Gail. Then the room became even quieter. "A few weeks ago, I accused Miranda of leaving Humphrey's cage open, because I felt that Humphrey could have been seriously injured. I had to lower her mark. That was my mistake." I glanced over at Miranda, and so did a number of my friends. She stared at Mrs. Brisbane, her eyes wide with surprise. It turns out that there was something wrong with the lock on Humphrey's cage. It appeared to be locked, but he was able to open it from the inside. He did the same thing to me that he did to Miranda. Now all eyes were not on Miranda, they were on me. "Humphrey has a new cage now with a lock that works. Miranda, I'm restoring your good mark." All eyes turned back to Miranda. She was smiling. "Most importantly, class, I want to publicly apologise to Miranda for wrongly accusing her and for not believing what she said was true. She is an honest person and I hope she'll accept my apology. Will you, Miranda?" "Of course, Mrs. Brisbane. I was never sure..." "I am sure," said the teacher. "Now, please take out a piece of paper for our spelling test." "Spelling test? I'd gone all week. I didn't even know what the words were." I went into my sleeping hut for a nap and slept quite comfortably, knowing how happy Miranda was and how happy the whole class was for her. Miranda, being Golden Miranda and practically perfect, came over to my cage at the end of the day. "I'm sorry that you're stuck in your cage, Humphrey. You know I'd never do anything to hurt you." I did know that. That's why I did what I had to do. "Yes, yes, yes," I squeaked out. "I love you, Humphrey." Even being locked up in a cage didn't seem so bad after all. Humphreyville rejoices as Hamster returns to room 26. Mrs. Brisbane apologises to Miranda Golden, the Humphreyville Herald.